the real John Carter. Several months ago, a movie was released, a science fiction flick featuring a superhuman fighting mostly aliens on a forbidding planet somewhere in the cosmos. As a sci-fi fan, I confessed interest, but I never heard of the title character, John Carter. I later learned that the story was based on the lesser-known works of Edgar Rice Burroughs, known for the Tarzan books. In fact, as the movie was seeking an audience, another John Carter was trying to breathe as prison guards repeatedly pumped canisters of pepper spray into his cell. This John Carter had spent half his life in Pennsylvania prison cells following his murder conviction after he was certified by the courts as an adult, even though a juvenile. Irony over irony abounds for this John Carter, seems to have predicted his demise in a letter to members of the U.S. Congress seeking passage of a bill to outlaw juvenile life sentences. In his June 2009 letter, John Carter wrote the following. Now years go by as I struggle to evolve and mature within a cell I now view as my casket. Some days I'm hopeless. Some days I'm focused. But every day I realize that after 14 years, I am no longer growing. I'm deteriorating emotionally, physically, psychologically, and spiritually. Instead of living, I simply exist until my heart stops beating, my lungs stop breathing, and my soul is called to the next life. I ask myself on occasion, is this the form of damnation other human beings wish upon troubled youth? Are we in a society that believes in a forgiving God, but the same society will turn around and be unforgiving to a child's trespass? Witnesses from the hole at Rockview Prison say John Carter barricaded himself in his cell and armored guards attacked the cell, pumping at least 3 canisters of pepper spray into the windowless, enclosed area, not only burning his eyes, mouth, and nose, but depriving him of any usable oxygen. When the door was breached, guards rushed in using electrified stun shields to subdue him repeatedly. Those in view said the 33-year-old was carried out, his knees and his head dragging on the ground. His friends called him J-Rock, but his name was John Carter on the state records recording his death on April 26, 2012. The real John Carter was a juvenile lifer who was sentenced at 16 years old under a law that the U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled was unconstitutional in the case Alabama versus Miller. J-Rock never lived to see it. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.